This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Radio K Pulpit. I'm your lady, Annie Sone, and you have just tuned in to She Excels. This is a program that runs from 12 midday to 1 o'clock every Thursday. Make sure you tune in every Thursday and stay tuned throughout because we have an amazing, you know, content for you on Radio K Pulpit. This is the station you don't want to tune out of. Hallelujah. So to those who are just tuning in for the first time, welcome. And to my returning listeners, I am blessed to always have you and thank you for your support. You are the reason why we continue the show every Thursday. And I'd love to hear feedback from you on how you are making progress in your walk with God and fulfilling your purpose as a result of listening to us week after week. We will show up for you by God's grace, but are you showing up for yourself based on what God has assigned you to? You're very welcome. I hope you're enjoying this day. This is a day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So this is She Excels, and this program is for every woman who knows she was created for more. Yeah, we call you higher. Yes, higher. And we want you to focus on the vision God has called you to so you are able to realize and fulfill that purpose He made you for. We want you to do it with mastery, with excellence, and we want you to shine. That's my purpose for hosting this show every Thursday. Yeah, we call you to discover God's blueprint for your life and to understand what success is all about, true success, and that is success by the book. That book is the Bible. I'm sure you did echo after me. For those who have been listening to this show over time, that book is the Bible. And now is your time. Today, if you hear God's word, do not harden your heart. Today, there's going to be a call. This is your call. Are you going to respond to what the Holy Spirit is going to lay on your heart today? So we are all about helping you becoming the woman God designed you to be. Hallelujah. And I'm privileged to be your host every Thursday. This is Annie Sone. For those who are new, that is my name. What will I be talking about today? Today, I'm going to be dwelling on success redefined. Yes, success redefined. We're hearing success left, right, and center. It is spread across. Everybody's chasing it. Everybody wants to be successful, but we want to really dive deep into what is success. And we are going to redefine success for you in a good way. In a good way. Yeah. So one question I want to ask as we begin this show is, who defined your own success? Who defined your success? Was it your parents, your teachers, the world scrolling past you on the screens that you watch on your phone, on TV, on the internet? Who defined your success for you? So somewhere along the way, most of us, we have inherited the definition of success, you know, and we have actually chose to define success that way, the way we were told success is and what success should be or what a successful life should be. And too many women are chasing someone else's finish line. Yes, because we succeed at the finish line, right? When the athlete is running, the success, when they finish and they win, they say, yay, it's the finish line, it's crossing the finish line. So many of us are chasing someone else's finish line, wondering why crossing it still feels empty. Because it's not your line. It's not your line. So today we are going to let God define it instead. We're not chasing anybody's finish line. We're not chasing the success that was defined to us by our parents or handed down by media, handed down by people, handed down by peers, you know, peer pressure and what success for us, for you, should be. No, we're going to ask the Lord to define that for us, because what God calls success, for example, David was as a king, was not what he calls success for the prophets who anointed him. Samuel was not called to be the king of Israel, but he anointed David the king of Israel. And what he calls success for you will not look like what he calls success for your other sister, your other brother, and the other people that you're pursuing, you're following, you're learning from. So success is not just one parameter. It has never been. It has never been one parameter. In this world today, many people define success based on their money. How much money? In short, that looks like the bottom line of success. But that is not it. And we are going to look at that. Stay tuned and don't forget to tune in and invite your friends. We are looking at success redefined. Welcome back. Welcome back, Daughters of the King. Yeah, welcome. You've just tuned into She Excels, and this is Radio K Pulpit. Yeah, and I'm your host, Annie. Today, we're talking about success redefined. And we've started by asking this question: who defined success for you? Because I want your mind to begin to shift. I want you to think again. I want you to sit down and really reflect on what true success is for your life. And today we want God to define it for us. We want to start with a blank slate or a blank page, because we want to start on the right footing so that we're not pursuing things that are outside of what God wants us to pursue, because He is the determinant factor. He is the one who created us. The Bible says, by Him we live, we move, and have our being. So why should I be pursuing something that is outside of Him, who is able to make me live and move and have my being? Because He is the one who knows why I'm here. Therefore, He knows what I should be doing. And therefore, He knows what is success. So success for me, according to my definition and how we're going to be diving into today's topic, is that success is doing what God called you to do and doing it well. You know, that part cannot be left out. As far as Annie's on the mic, that part cannot be left out. Doing it well. That is a process of becoming that woman who is not just doing, but is doing it, you know, at a level that is fit for the king, right? You know, you don't just get there. You become, you grow into that status, that place of many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. I want you to embrace that doing it well. Many people know what to do. They are doing what they are supposed to do, but they are not doing it well. And I will always take you back to that scripture in Matthew 24, where Jesus told a parable of a master who went away, but assigned a servant to give the other servants food. And the Bible says, blessed is that servant who, when the master comes back, will find that he did a good job, you know, doing it well. So let us start with this scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. I'm going to read. It says, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, so some for dishonorable use. Let's pause there. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable use. There's the rest of that passage that I could read on, but I just want to let you know that a great house has gold cups, a great house has wooden spoons, you know, both belong there. They belong there, different things, but in the same house, amen? And both are useful. We need a wooden spoon. I cook with a wooden spoon. I cook with the plastic spoon. I cook with the aluminium spoon. I have so many different types of spoons, but they are in my kitchen and I need them. They are all important. Each one has its own use. Both are useful. Neither one of them is trying to be the other. The gold is not trying to be like the wood, or the wood trying to be like the gold. They are all needed in a great house. That great house is the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, we are different with different purposes and different skills and different giftings. Amen. Now imagine that a wooden spoon is deciding that it wants to fail, or it has failed because it cannot hold wine or drink like the golden cup. Imagine that it defines its success by being able to hold wine or hold juice, but it's a wooden spoon. Can you relate with that? So imagine that the wooden spoon is also insulting the gold cup that, you cannot even stir, a pot on the fire. You are useless. No, that is ridiculous, because a gold cup is not to stir food in the pot on the fire. The wooden spoon can't do that. It's absurd, right? And yet that is exactly what we do to ourselves. Let's look at David. God called him a king, anointed, celebrated, a man after God's own heart. So success for David looked like this: a throne, leading a nation, a legacy of praise and worship songs. You know, David wrote the Psalms, many of the Psalms he wrote them. Now let's compare David now to the prophets. Now let's look at the prophets. Elijah didn't have a palace, right? Jeremiah didn't have applause, because every time he spoke, they were like, oh, this prophet of doom, he's always saying something wrong and bad about Israel, Nebuchadnezzar coming to take us. He had a nation that wanted to silence him. So success for a prophet often looks like obedience nobody claps for. He had to do, especially for Jeremiah, what, was uncalled for, like according to the people. It did not make sense. It was useless. It was not necessary. They didn't want to hear that. But that was his mission. Success for Jeremiah was saying what God said he should do. So the same God appoints David to be celebrated, to be king, to rule. And the same God appoints Jeremiah to give the nation of Israel messages of doom, destruction, exile and all of that. But all of them had to be faithful in doing what he assigned them to do and completing their assignment. So that was success for them. So God was not measuring David and the prophets by the same ruler. He was measuring each of them by their own respective instructions. That is how your life should be. So the real question is not, did the wooden spoon become gold, or did the gold cup become the wooden spoon? The real question is, am I being what God actually made me to be? Am I becoming the woman God wants me to become? Because a gold vessel doing a wooden vessel's job is not success. It is misalignment. You doing what God did not call you to do is not success. It's misalignment. We cannot be defining success by what others are doing and say that is what success looks like. No, it doesn't look like that for you. What is yours? So I want us to ask ourselves these questions. These are my reflection questions for you. Very important. Have you been measuring your life against someone else's assignment? You're going to hear this, me say this every time in this show, because I'm all about you succeeding and succeeding in your calling, your purpose, your assignment, because that is what God will ask of you. The next question to reflect on is, what has comparison cost you that obedience could have given you instead? That's an amazing question. You've compared yourself to others. It has made you change your direction instead of obeying God, and you thought that you will get something out of following what others are doing because you see the results they are getting. But that's not a result God is expecting for your life, and you're so given to it. But if you obeyed, you'd have gotten results and gotten the same bottom line that you're looking for, which you term success. When the apple tree produces apples, what do we get? Apple fruit, right? And that the apple fruit is fruit. When the mango tree produces mangoes, when it does what it's supposed to do, it produces mangoes, right? And we get a fruit, both of them fruits. The bottom line is fruits have been produced, but the different kind of fruits providing different kind of nutrients is necessary and needed. So the bottom line is a fruit. But the kind of fruit is the distinguishing factor between the two trees. And you need to know what tree you are. So what has comparison cost you that obedience could have given you instead? Hallelujah. Think about these questions. And I want us to settle this in with this declaration. I am the vessel God made me to be. Nothing more, nothing less. Repeat after me. My assignment is not a lesser version of someone else's. That is powerful. Today we're talking about redefining success. We want to redefine success. I don't know what you've inherited from parents, from teachers, from your peers, from the internet, from your workplace, you know, from, I don't know. There was just a plethora of different places that we have found ourselves in, heard somebody speak, read a book, you know, and that has stirred up a desire to be successful, which I believe is something God has placed in every human being, because he said, be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. So every human being, including you listening to me, you have that desire, that inner desire placed in you by Almighty God to want to succeed. But you have been impregnated with a definition of success that came from the environment you have found yourself in from the time you were born until now. And today we want to redefine that so that we can set ourselves on the right path that leads us to God's desire, destiny for our lives. So before we took a break, we were just talking about the mango fruit and apple fruit, and we're trying to say both of them are fruits, but they have different flavors, taste, you know, they're different, but they have called fruits. They're in the family of fruit. And I just want to give us a scripture where Jesus mentioned, you know, making a tree good and its fruit will be good, so that we give context to the fact that God is interested in you succeeding, but he wants you to succeed according to your make, according to your definition, according to the way he shaped you, he made you. Toyota has lots of cars. They are all called Toyota, but they have different expressions, different things that they do. Shape is different, colors different, you know, their speed is different, you know, their functionality is different, but all made by Toyota. So there is the manufacturer who makes that product that is called cups, but different types of cups for different types of occasion. And you need to define your success based on your uniqueness and the way God has made you. Even though there's a general name for who we are all called women, right? But we are different women. Some are black, some are white, some are colored, some are Indian, some are Asian, some are, I don't know, tall, short, big, slim, you know, different. In short, let's not even try to define our differences. Our thumbprints, fingerprints are different. And you must make peace with that and know that God is expecting something unique from your life. So when we read from Luke chapter 12 from verse 21, I'm going to read. No, sorry, I'm mixing things up here. That is Matthew. Yes, I was right. Matthew 7 from verse 16 to verse 19. Yeah, I'm reading from my script here. 16 to verse 19, I'm going to read. By their fruit, you will recognize them. People do not pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles. That's Jesus already telling you, each tree having its own different product that it produces. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, or a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Yes, every tree will bear the fruit that speaks to its nature. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but every bad tree bears bad fruit. You know, we were talking about last time, before we took a break, that when you're trying to cross the finish line of another person's vision, you struggle, you feel empty, because that's not your finish line. It's just like a mango tree trying to produce apples. It will struggle. It can't. You can't. You cannot do what another person is called to do. You may be doing similar things, but your expression, the way you do it, how you do it, how far you do it, how long you do it is different. It's different. So Jesus doesn't say every tree should bear the same fruit. An apple tree doesn't produce mangoes, right? A fig tree doesn't feel ashamed that it isn't an orange tree. You don't feel ashamed for who you are. Each tree is only ever measured by whether it produces the true fruit of its own kind. That is it. The measurement of your life is based on whether you are producing the fruit of your kind, according to your kind, and whether the fruit is good. Remember, doing it well, having an assignment and doing the assignment well. So you are producing good fruit, different kind, but it must be good. That's what Jesus is saying. So that's success in God's economy. Not did you become a different tree, but did you bear the fruit you were planted to bear, and did you bear it well? I want you to know that that's God's focus, that you're doing what you were created to do and you're doing it well. And here's where it gets uncomfortable. And Jesus tells another story about fruit bearing and success redefined. There is a story. He talks about this rich man whose barns were overflowing, and he tore them down. He says he's going to build bigger ones. And he told himself, I'll relax. I'll eat and drink and be merry because I've made it. I'm rich. I have barns. I have things, you know, and so on and so forth. And God called him a fool. Jesus was telling the story. God called him a fool and said, this very night, your life will be required of you. For him, success was, wow, look at how my crops are doing well. You know, my business is doing well. My children are doing well. My, you know, all these other things. I'm doing so many big things and they are doing very well. I'll just relax and life and enjoy life. For him, success was maybe his business, especially if you're not called. If God's assignment for your life is not called to business, and for you, you've prioritized your business, you are out of alignment. If your success is your job, and you're so into your job, and you say, wow, look at how I'm being promoted, and I'm having all these awards, and I'm being celebrated at my office and what I do, but that is not your true calling, and you've given your whole life to it, and that's what success is, that's what you define success to be, you are out of alignment. You're out of alignment. Hallelujah. So verse 12:21 puts it this way. This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but they are not rich towards God. Success redefined. Rich towards God. Look at that. He had everything the world calls success. Abundance, security, comfort, you know. If he was in this time, maybe he had a private jet, he had an island of his own in his name, he had businesses and maybe multiple billion, trillionaire. Think about that. But heaven called him poor. Heaven called him poor. Who is defining your success? I want to ask you that question again. So reaching the things of this world but poor towards God is a problem. You have not succeeded. Success begins with God. That is not success. No matter how full your banks are, your bank accounts are, your Instagram followers are, your TikTok followers are, your LinkedIn connections are, and your YouTube and all the subscribers, you know, no matter how full and how many they are, if that is outside of God's outside of your relationship with God, and you're not reaching your relationship with God, but you're prioritizing success according to these things, that is not success. Amen. I want to share what somebody said. Pastor and author John Piper. He has spent much of his ministry warning believers not to squander their one life chasing comfort while missing what God actually called them to do. A theme he built on and he built an entire book on, Don't Waste Your Life. He wrote that book, Don't Waste Your Life. His point isn't that ambition is wrong. No, and that's not my point as well. It's that ambition aimed at the wrong target is wasted, however impressive it looks. Yes, let's pause there. Ambition wasted aimed at the wrong target is wasted, however impressive it looks. I want to ask, what are you ambitious about? and it's looking amazing. And people are even congratulating you, you know, in that you're pursuing that. Yet, that is not what you should give yourself to. You have to be rich towards God. So let's reflect on some questions before we take a break. Where have you been building bigger barns instead of bearing better fruit? If your bank account were God's only measure of your obedience, would you be comforted or convicted? Would you be comforted or convicted? Because some people have measured their success by their bank accounts. Are you like, whatever is there, as long as I know I'm working for God and I'm serving God, I'm at rest? Or are you convicted that you've given your time to amass wealth, but you've neglected God? Let's declare this together. I bear the fruit true to what God made me, not a copy of someone else's harvest. I bear the fruit true to who God made me to be, not a copy of someone else's harvest. I choose to be rich towards God over rich towards the world, over being rich towards the world. Let that be your confession. We are wrapping up on our topic, Success Redefined. And I'm sure you've already started thinking and asking yourself, am I misaligned? Have I defined success wrongly? You're not too late to make a change, right? Today is the day. If you hear his word today, harden not your heart. Now, you don't have to harden your heart staying where God doesn't want you to stay. You need to move. You have to move. You need to make a U-turn and say, wow, look at what I've considered success. And look at what I've given my life to, my time to, my money to, my energy to, you know, and everything else. And according to heaven is wasted. Think about the parable, the story Jesus told of the man who was rich in this life, but poor towards God. Because success really begins with your relationship with Jesus. Do you know him? You know, last week we talked about coming closer, closer, coming closer. The moment you start stepping closer, heaven starts responding to you. You have to get closer to God. So if success is in the world's, isn't measured according to world's parameters, that is how much money I have, the titles I have attached to my name behind or in front, the applause I've received, the accolades and the trophies and awards. What does being rich towards God actually look like practically for you this week? Yes, we've taken aside all the things, you know, if it is not the world's parameters, all the things I've talked about, what does it really mean for you? I believe that this can be, you know, unpacked in three steps. For me, redefining success looks like this. The first one is I need to seek him, know him, and love him. That's my first success parameter. Do I know him? Do I love him? And before I know him, I need to seek him. So first is seek him. Seek the kingdom of God. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open. If you ask, it will be given. So before purpose, before assignment, before the fruit I want to see in my life, as the external things that people will see, there is a relationship with God. Oswald Chambers wrote in his devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, he said that intimacy with God must come before usefulness for God. How can you go represent a God you do not know? That's me. I just added that one day. How can you go represent a God you do not know? So he says, intimacy with God must come before usefulness for God. Because a life devoted to service without devotion to the person behind it eventually runs dry. Let me say that again. Because a life devoted to service without devotion to the person behind it eventually runs dry. When you plug your phone out of the charger, it starts running out. What powers up the phone is the electricity. That is the main thing. Otherwise, it's useless. You need to stay connected to the source that gives life to what you're running with. Hallelujah, sister, listen to me. Amen. Many of us are running dry. We know what God wants us to do. We are so given and we so worship the assignment that we forgot the God of the assignment. There's no way you can't. You see what God did to Moses? God got Moses going to the mountain to collect the Ten Commandments and making sure that Moses kept that connection with God. If not, he would never be able to lead the children to Canaan land. Did he know where Canaan was? Did he know what the promised land was? If he had not read what the promises God told Abraham, you know, he had to continue. He said, when the cloud lifts, go. When the cloud settles down, don't move. He had to consistently lift his eyes and look at God for the next direction. That is what made him successful, even though towards the end he never got to the promised land. But the fact that he was moving and leading them in the direction of the promised land meant he was in connection with God. He had to go into the tent of meetings and wait there with God. He comes out, his face is shining and all of that and all of that. You know, that connection, you cannot dry up because then you will never fulfill it. You cannot bear fruits for a vine you've never stayed connected to. Jesus said, Christ said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. He who abides with me will bear fruit, staying connected. The second thing that will redefine success for you is knowing his purpose for your life, and that is serving him. Serving him. This is where we pray what Jesus taught us to pray. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will be done. Our Father who art in heaven is the relationship. Our Father, then the service. Your will be done. Not my will disguised as ministry. Not my ambition wearing a spiritual label. His will for your specific life. Many of us have taken our will and we've called God to bless it. You're doing your own thing and you say, God bless it. No, no, no. His will that is done in heaven should be done on earth. So you get to connect with what is heaven saying about my life, and that is what you give yourself to doing, not your will. Many of us have nice, fancy things. In short, we are doing amazing things. You know, humanitarian projects, we are out there, you know, distributing food, helping people, giving them shelter, you know, giving them hope, educating them. But the question is that what God called you to do? God may have called Alice to do it. God may have called Rebecca to do that. But you, is that what you're supposed to do? Are you also supposed to distribute food? It's a beautiful thing. It's a social, you know, transformational act we're doing and loving people by helping them, you know, becoming the hands and feet of Jesus. We like that word and we use it loosely sometimes. Are you called to that specific action of being hands and feet for Jesus? You need to redefine success for you. Yeah. Yeah, God would tell the other person, well done, good and faithful servant, who is distributing food. But you going to distribute food is not well done, good and faithful servant to you. You're supposed to be training the next ministers. You're supposed to be training the next governors. You're supposed to be training the next doctor and teaching them how to be doctors in the kingdom. Ministers in the kingdom. Political people in the kingdom. You know, you say, no, I'm afraid to tell me that I'm in politics. What if you are supposed to be training governments and those in governance? Think of Daniel. Daniel was in a political position. You know, think of the prophets that were speaking to kings. They were not speaking to people sharing food. They were talking to kings. Those were political posts, you know, but that was their purpose at the time. You know, you're trying to run away from the criticism or the things that will come to you and say, hey, what are you doing? You're a child of God. What are you doing in politics? What if that is where you're supposed to be? And you're trying to do this amazing humanitarian thing that is it is for Esther to do, not you. Think about that. Let me let that rest a bit. Late Dr. Miles Monroe taught for years that the greatest tragedy is not death. It is a person going to the grave with their purpose still buried within them, never discovered, never released. Your goal is only valuable to the world once it's poured out for what it was mined for. Your goal is only made valuable to the world unless it is poured out for what it was mined for. If God mined you for something and you're doing something else, you are not valuable to the world. I am not valuable to the world. The third thing I want to talk about is complete your assignment down to the last detail. That's what Jesus Christ said in John 17, verse 4. I have completed the work you assigned me to. Complete, that word complete. Not almost, not eventually, finished and well. Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. That's how God answers his servants. Well done, because they did it well and they finished it. So there, this is where success gets specific and unglamorous. The completing. Many people are doing things. I'm sure you are listening to me. You're doing something in line with your purpose, of course. But it is not with a mindset of completion. You know, it is not with a mindset of completion. It is your fruit, your gift, your work, your calling, actually reaching and serving the people you were called to serve and serving them well. That's it. It's not just this once-off things you do. It's the completion of it, consistently on it, throughout, all the time. So a wooden vessel that faithfully does exactly what wood was made to do until it's worn out from use, that is success. That vessel will stand before God with nothing left except that it has been undone. It has been undone. It will stand before God with nothing left undone. I've poured out myself as a drink offering, like Paul will say. So that is what success looks like. Not gold pretending to be wood, or wood ashamed of the fact that it is not gold, but that every vessel poured out exactly where it was placed. It was created and placed to act or function, and that well. So which one of the three, seeking him, knowing your purpose, and finishing your assignment, are you? Where are you right now? What step have you skipped that you need to go back to? What does pouring out your life for those you were called to serve look like for you specifically and in this season? I want you to think about that. So you need to seek him first before your assignment. You need to finish what he started in you. Let us declare that. I seek him first before I seek my assignment. I finish what God started in me down to the last detail. We're talking about success redefined. This is Radio K Pulpit. Thank you for staying tuned right up to this time of the show. We are wrapping up, and it's been a time of real reflection of what true success is for me and for you. And I don't know about you. This is a serious thing. I think we're taking it lightly, but God takes it seriously. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That command from the Lord to make sure that we replicate what he has as blueprint for our lives in heaven, down on earth, is serious. And before we took a break, we just talked about the three ways of redefining success for our lives. So first, we talked about you need to know him first. That is true success, knowing him. Knowing him and loving him. The second thing we talked about is that you need to serve him by knowing your purpose. What did he make you to create you to do? What were you designed to do? He mined you and mined you as gold and placed you on earth. What value are you here to give the world? Then the last part of success redefined is completing the work. You know, it's okay to know it, but it's not okay not to complete it, because success has a whole process. Knowing the God who called you, knowing what he called you to do, and doing it, and then doing it to finishing, to the point of finishing it, where you are undone. You have left nothing undone. You have put everything out there, and it looks exactly like the blueprint in heaven. So as we wrap up this segment, I want us to make a prayer. Let's pray. Father, forgive me for measuring my life by someone else's ruler. Forgive me for wanting to be gold when you made me to be wood and despising it even. Forgive me for hiding when you made me gold. Some of us will be made gold. We're supposed to shine, and we feel embarrassed, and we feel like we are proud. But that's who you made us to be, and it's okay. Help us to embrace that, and forgive us for hiding. Lord, make me rich towards you above everything else this world calls success. Lord, help me seek you first. Show me the purpose you planted in me. And give me the grace to finish it completely, faithfully, and well. Let my fruit be good. Let it reach the ones you have called me to serve. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I've prayed for me and I've prayed for my sisters. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on She Excels. And I believe that you are now defining your success by heaven standards for your life. You are not competing with others. You're not competing with the fruit of others. You know you have your own fruit. You are a vessel. You are a tree. And heaven has already decided what fruit you were made to bear. Just bear it. So the question is never how much did you gather as far as your fruits are concerned. The question is, did you bear much fruit? Did you bear good fruit? Did you reach the people God has called you to serve? And we want to hear from you. What has changed in your life? What have you answered? What call have you answered? I said, this show, this is your time, this is your call. What call have you answered that you have, as you have listened to us today? You can use what's up us on this line, 081-729-1657. You can email us on info@capepulpit.co.za. info@capepulpit.co.za. Remember, you were not created to live a distance from God. You were created for relationship, for fellowship, for partnership with Him. And you were not called to occupy another woman's assignment or another person's assignment. You were called to faithfully deliver heaven's message for you the way heaven wants it to be delivered through you. This is your time and this is your call. We want you to become the woman God designed you to be. That's my assignment. And I'm here to show up for you every Thursday from 12 to 1. Stay tuned. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.